We're learning Masech the Shabbos, Daf Ayin Vav Amid Beis. We're starting from the Mishnah on top. The Mishnah says, "Hamaytzi Eichlam Kegregor Ischayev Umitzdarfim Zem Zeh." And they should shove a Bashir Ayim. So any food product has one shear. The shear is a Gregoris. And then the next Mishnah, it talks about Mashkin. And that Mishnah says a lot of different types of shiurim. It says when you take out wine, it's kedei mezigas kais, a quarter of a revius. You take out milk, it's kedei gumia, to swallow it, which is certainly less than a revius. The question is it more or less than a gregoris? We'll speak of that in the Hemshech. Honey is to put on a makkah. Shemen is kedeilosachei v'katan. Mayim is kedeiloshepem as a kilar. And then all other mashkin is revius. So the Pnei Yeshua Shtaltzach, how come by mashkin you find there's a lot of different shiurim? It says, it's true, it says sharkal mashkin revius. But there are a lot of shiurim. There's a shear for wine, and a shear for milk, and a shear for honey, and a shear for oil, and a shear for water. And by food, we don't find different shiurim. We find one shear, gregoris. It's true, there's a Mishnah later about pepper and minei besamim, that they have a smaller shear, but then you can't really eat them then. It's only for seasoning. So then it would be a smaller shear. But by food, you don't find different shearim. And by mashkin, you find different shearim. You find the shear for milk, you find the shear for wine. He says, even the refuah shearim, you have dvashk to put it on a kassis, shemik telosachay v'katan. Don't you have foods that you could also use for refuah that have some medicinal purposes that maybe you should have a smaller share because they're a medicine? I mean, it says later in the beginning of the 10th parak, "Hametznia lezera uledugma lerefua is chayim b'kol shehu." So if you're metznia it, you want to plant it, you want to use it as a sample, you want to use it for medicinal purposes, you want to use it for refua, you're chayim b'kol shehu. But what if you're not metznia it? There's no foods that have a shchiach like a thing for refua. The Gemara says later that if it's shchiach and loy shchiach, you go by the shchiach lekula. So that's why, by wine, which is used for refuah, but the drinking is more shchiach. There's no foods that the pshat is that refuah is equally shchiach, like by dvash, which is equally shchiach to eating. As I shtel sich the Pnei Yeshua, Ashayla. So he says a tremendous chiddush. He says, there's a Gemara in Sukkah, Davav, the Gemara, it's in other places also, Eretz Chita Sa'ira, Teina Gefen V'Rimayin, that the whole pasuk is a Shiurim Nemra. And Chita is Kedei Achilas Pras, whatever it is. Sa'ira is Etzim Kesa'ira, is Matamu Magu Masaveina Matamu Ba'ayil. And Teina, the Gemara says, is Kegregoris Kedei Etzal Shabbos. That's what the Gemara says. And later the Gemara says that you really can't learn out the Shiurim from the pasuk itself, because it doesn't say clearly the Shia. Now the Shia is Alach al Moshe Misinai, and the Chachamim made a smach than the Pasuk. All the Shirim, Etzim Kesa'ira, and the Sheikh Kazayis, and the Sheikh Kesevis for Yom Kippurim, it's all Alach al Moshe Misinai, and the Chachamim were masmachid on the Pasuk. So the Chari, you see from there, that the Sheikh Gregorius for Yitzhar Shabbos is Alach al Moshe Misinai. Hashem told Moshe the Shia, told him the Shia was a Gregorius. Now, what about everything else? Was there a loch al Moshe Misinai for all these different shiurim, like in the Mishnah, kedei mezigas kais, kedei gemia, kedei losach eva katan v'chuli? It's like the Pnei Yeshua, no. All the other cases, including the case of revius by mashkin, he says, maybe revius by mashkin is a loch al Moshe Misinai. We'll get to in a second. But all these cases that the Gemara brings, different shiurim based on the practicality of what it's used, that's not a loch al Moshe Misinai. It doesn't make sense. Shas Chazal, v'gaydel chachmasam, v'kayach rechachmas ha-teir shalahem, they went and they were meshayer, how much, what do people use it for, what's the shiur that's chashir for people to use, and they were conveying the shiurim al-pi chachmasam, al-pi what they decided. But kegregoris by Eichlin, that's a gemara in Sukkah, it's a loch al Moshe Misinai. If the shiur is nikva al-pi Chazal, so let's say Chazal would see that people would use it for a different use, and in that use it's a smaller shiur, and that use is also called shkiach. So it'll go basa shkiach l'chumra. But if the shiur is nikva b'halacha l'meishim Misinai, the shiur is going to stay this way no matter what. Except for a matzniya. A matzniya, that's a different thing. Then you're not using it for eichlam. Your matzniya, it becomes l'dugma, l'refua, You could decide. That's an ayadin, that matzniya doesn't need a shir. A matzniya is b'kol shehu. But the stam shir, the gregus is nikvath alach ha'meshim yisinei. So he said, l'chaya, according to this, you'll have to say that the shar kol mashkin b'revias is not the regular revias that we have in kol ha'terekula. We know that the shir l'gabe isurim l'mashal. If someone drinks a mashka, which is asur to drink, like a nazir, whatever, lukadayma, it's b'revias. So you have to say, l'fi zeh, that the shar kol mashkin b'revias is not coming from yen revias. Shai Kamash Revis is a Shir Chazal Mashiach, and that's what people are machshiv. But he says, ulay not. Ulay lepshad is that these five mashkim that the Mishnah Rez Mechon Zeis, wine, milk, honey, oil, and water, they're not meant for drinking. V'derech klal. They're not meant for drinking. They're meant for using it as food, but they're not meant for drinking. So, male, they don't go right in the klal of Shai Kamashkin Revis. Al kapanim, they're not meant for drinking ben. Like the wine, you're not supposed to drink it ben. You're supposed to mix it. That's the reva revias, to get a revias. And milk, he says, not really meant for drinking. It's for using for food. Honey is for sweetening things. Oil, he says, b'chal is not meant for drinking. No one drinks oil. And water is more of a practical thing that you use. Lashif ben asakilar. They're not the ikka drinks. If you have something which is a drink, that's what it is, then you have lach ha'meshim yisinei b'revias. But food, things that are foods, they're foods. That's what they are. You eat them. Lach ha'meshim yisinei of Gregoris. That doesn't change. That's a shtick of Bnei Yeshua. Very interesting. Now the Mishnah goes weiter, that it's chutz miki plasan v'garineim v'ukseim v'subanu mursana. That when you have the wheat or barley, you have the grain, the gregarious that's needed is with the exception, you have to discount the peel, the shell, the stem, and this is by all fruits, and then the suban and mursan, that's by grains, that's the bran. The suban is the outer shell which gets banged off with the ketisha, and the mursan is the inner shell which has to be, you use harkada, and it's left in the nafe. So the Gemara Sakasha, that the suban and mursan are not mitzdarif l'gabe Shabbos, but l'gabe chal they are mitzdarif. It says, chameshes rom kemach v'eichem mechal lehem v'suban and mursanam. So Abaye says, the reason why they're mitzdarif by chal, is that ani eichel pita b'isa belusa, and ani eats this pas with a mixed dough that has the bran in it. Ad kan the gemar. So the svasem ishtals l'chab. He says, I don't understand. If you're telling me by challah that the suban and mursan are mitzdarif because the ani eats them, so you're telling me that they're part of the food, even though most people don't eat it, but an ani eats it, so they become a chelik of the food. So I was saying, why don't you say the same thing by Yitzhar Shabbos? That since an ani eats the isa melusa, so they're a chelik of the food. For an ani, it's food. So that should have a chashivas of Shabbos. What's the chelik, Shabbos, and challah? And for the svasemis, that vice dice, even when the ani eats the isa belusa, the food is not the suban and the mursan. The suban and mursan don't have a teres eichel. They have a teres eichel. Shteitach in the Mishnah, kol ha'eichel mitzdarfim. Avada, when the ani eats the isa belusa, the suban and the mursan don't have a teres eichel. And that's why they're not mitzdarif for Shabbos. So he says, ay bazai, I would say halacha l'maisa, that if someone eats a kezayis of tevel, or whatever it is, of klai akerim, and it includes the suban and the mursan, he wouldn't be chayin. He needed kezayis of the chita without the suban and mursan. Does that sound an eichel? And who didn't legabi matzah? If you did kezayis of whole wheat matzah, I would say you're not yetzah if you don't have a kezayis without the suban and mursan. But he says, the Magen Avraham says, mefurish you are. The Magen Avraham says, mefurish, the suban and mursan, and mitzdarif to the shei kezayis. Rechava daitai midaiti, he says, but he doesn't understand why. Not kind of shtickle from the Svas Emes. So first, I was very bothered. What's Pasha Taichin is shtickle? If you're going to tell me the reason why it's not mitzdarif when you're Shabbos is it's not food, and you're being a raya from there, then who would then it won't be mitzdarif l'gabi yisurim? And who would then it won't be mitzdarif l'gabi mitzvahs? So why is it mitzdarif l'gabi challah? And Pella. And the Gemara says, first it's mitzdarif l'gabi challah. The Gemara says, first l'gabi challah is called food. How are you being mechalik? I didn't understand Parshat Pshat until I remembered the Reb Chaim. There's a Reb Chaim in the beginning of Hilchos Chametz Matzah on the Rambam, Reb Chaim on the Rambam, that he says a Gavaldig Yisayd Lagav Bechallah. He's going on if you have a dough which is made from wheat and rice. You have wheat and rice, Isa, that's made from Chita and Eiriz. That Lagabe Challah, it's Mitztaref. And the reason why it says the Eiriz is Mitztaref is because what happens is that when the Eiriz is mixed with the Chitim, it also becomes Mevi'in L'Dechimetz. It also becomes, it gets the quality of the Chitim, so it could be Mitztaref. Lagabe Matzah, there was a tzad, it was a Mitztaref. So Reb Chaim was Masber, that even when it's Mitztaref Lagabe Challah, it's not pshat that the Eiriz is Chayiv and Challah, it's not. Only the Chitim are Chayiv and Challah. It's Mitztaref for the Shir. So Melo, Lagabe Matzah wouldn't work. Because Lagabe Matzah, the Matzah is only the Chitim part, not the Eiriz part, it wouldn't work. Mashenkin, Lagabe Challah, even though the Chitim, even though the Eiriz part is still part from Challah, it's still Mitztaref. And in the brackets, he explains like this. He brings it this after. Let's say you have, the way it works is like this. Chitin and Sarim are not Mitztaref together. Chitin and Sarim are not Mitztaref together. If you have a dough, if you have a dough that's made out of wheat and a dough that's made out of barley, and you put them together, it doesn't become a Shir Chal. Chitim and Kusman are Mitztaref, and Sa'irim and Kusman are also Mitztaref. Spelt is similar enough to wheat that it's Mitztaref with the wheat to become a Shir Chal. And spelt is also similar enough to barley that it's mitzaref for the barley to become a shir challah. But the chitim mitzaref are not mitzaref. So what if you have a dough, which on one side is chitim, on the other side is sa'ir, and in the middle is kusman. And it's exactly a shir challah between the three of them. Zagdat tisefta, which is brought in Taizim Menachas Dafayinam in days, that the kusman are going to be chayiv and challah. Because the chitim don't have a shir. Because the chitim are only mitzaref with the kusman. They're not mitzaref with the sa'irim. So as far as the chitim are concerned, you don't have a shir. The sa'irim also don't have a shir. They're mitzaref with the kusman. They're not mitzaref with the chitim. They don't have a shir. But the kusman's mitzaref with both of them. And memela, the kusman have a shir. So the kusman are chayiv and chala, and the chitim and sa'irim are not. So effective chayim, how does that work? Bishleim when the chitim and the kusman are mitzaref, so they're all mitzaref with each other. So you have a shechala between the two of them, the kusman and sarim, and have a shechala. But here, you don't have enough. The chitim don't have enough things in mitzaref to make a shechala. They're going to end up pater. The sarim also don't have enough to make a shechala. They're also going to end up pater. The kusman, which can mitzaref with both, they have a shechala. They're going to end up chayim. But you're saying the chitim are pater, so you don't have a shir of Chameshus Ravam V'Oy, that's Chayiv and Chala. So how did it work? Zogt Rav Chaim, I'll tell you how it works. The share of Chala is not the pshat you need that much to be Mechayiv and Chala. You don't need that much to be Mechayiv and Chala. The Issa has to be that large. So from the Chitim's perspective, the Sarim are a different Issa. So from the Chitim, they don't have the Issa large enough to be Chayiv and Chala. From the Sarim's perspective, it looks that way. But from the Kusman's perspective, I have a large challah, because the Kusman could be the same challah as the Chidim, could be the same challah as the Sa'irim. So they're all considered one big challah as far as the Kusman are concerned. So that's why the Kusman are Chayiv. So like the Chayiv, you see from that, you don't need the entire Issa to be Chayiv and challah. You just need the size of the Issa. So this is what I would say, how the Sras Emerson wants to learn. That the Subin and Mersin, since the Ani eats an Issa Belusa, so Mamela, they're considered a chelik of the Issa. They're not an Eichel. So they're not going to be Chayiv and Challah. But you don't need the whole Issa to be Chayiv and Challah. You just need the size. And the size, they're mitzaref to the size, because the Ani eats the Issa Belusa. Vashen can't eat it, because I is Matzah. Or to be Chayiv on the Kazayas Devil, then you need to be Chayiv on the entire Kazayas. Or to be Issa with the whole Kazayas, that you won't have. V'haraya, you see the Surban and Mursim don't work for Shabbos, V'aisis t'nan and Eichel. But L'maisin of Magen Avram, the Sfas Emes brings the Magen Avram, it says it is Mitztaref. And Bemis and Tzapela, like his Edom, the Bendina Rav, writes in the brackets in the Sfas Emes comes from his Edom, the Bendina Rav. He says, the Rambam Mefurish, in Perek Yud Ches Halacha Vav, says that if you take out a groigris of mursin, if you're planning on eating it, you're chayiv. If you're planning on giving it to behem, it's even less than a groigris. But a groigris of mursin is considered an eichel. Mefurish, the mursin alone is considered an eichel. People eat bran. L'chayin ipshatz pashit. I saw that some mefurishim attack a bother with the Rambam. It's a tesef, the mefurish, like the Kesef Mishnah brings, that a groigris of mursin, if it's l'achil yichayiv, has it shtim with the Mishnah that says you don't count the mursin. I think it's b'chal not shver. When you have grain, so for most people, what's going to happen with this grain? You're going to throw away the subin mursin. Like Taisus brought down earlier, the ani that eats b'loi ketisha, that's a normal ani. But an ani that eats an isa belusa, that's like mamish amit. So if you want to say how much wheat do you need to be chayim, the amount of wheat that normally would yield a gregoris. So mamela, everyone does ketisha, or certainly harkada. They take out the subin and the mursin. So mamela, for normal people, the sheikh took a thing is that the subin and mursin are going to be discarded. So mamela, the chashivas of the wheat is without the subin and mursin. But if you have an ani that already mixed the subin and mursin into the dough, so you can't tell me it's not edible, and ani eats it. So mamela now becomes takan eichel. Or if you have mursin alone, but a person wants to eat it, there are people that eat mursin, anything that's ayman l'achila becomes an eichel. That the subin and mursin is not mitzayif is because minastam it's b'chlam not ayman l'achila. Minastam it's ayman to be discarded, but when b'mikri it is ayman l'achila, avad it's an eichel, and avad it's mitzayif, just like it's mitzayif to the she'echala, will be mitzayif to a kezayis, for matzah like the Magen Avraham says, and for Yisurim as well. And now let's go weiter. The Rishonim will speak about how the Mishnah says that Cholav is Kedei Gemiya, and Teishas asks at the end of a Perek HaMetzniya, Daf Tzadik Hei, the Rishon says, a Cholav HaMechavetz HaMegamen Kegregoris, that the three malachas you do with cheese, milking it, and making it into cheese with Mechavetz HaMegamen, they're all the Mashir is Kegregoris. So is it Kedei Gemiya, or is it Kegregoris? So Taisus has two mahalchim, because Taisus is not sure if Kedei Gemiya is bigger than a Gregoris or smaller than a Gregoris. On the tzaddik, Kedei Gemiya is bigger than a Gregoris. So then the reason why the shear is Kedei Gemiya, the bigger shear, the more kulodik a shear is, because milk is normally for drinking. You don't normally make milk into cheese. The regular milk, the shchiach, is the drinking. And that's why it's the bigger shear. So what's the pshat there? It's a smaller shear. They were talking about the cheese-making process. They're specifically milking for cheese. That's why you're going to have the smaller share of Kegregoris. So milk for drinking is Kedei Gemiya. Milk for cheese is Kegregoris, which is smaller. And the pshat is milk, but derech klal, we assume it's for drinking. That's a shchiach. So therefore, we have the bigger share. And that brisa, and that's what it sounds like, that brisa is talking about was specifically making for cheese, and that's why you have a smaller share. But this is all on the tzad that Kedei Gemiya is a bigger share. And Taiz is the tzad, and the Rishonim Naman this way, that the Kedei Gemiya is really smaller than a Gregoris. So if Kedei Gemiya is really smaller than a Gregoris, so then you have to say, Fakarit, Vibal, there's a shake of Gregoris. You have to say that most milk is for cheese. People don't just make milk for manufacturing milk, because it doesn't last. So most milk is for cheese. That's why it's a bigger share. And this particular milk is when you had you want it for drinking, then it would have the smaller share of Kedei Gemiya. But the average milk, when you're milking, you assume it's for cheese, and that's what have the biggest share of Kegregoris. That's Taisus' two malachim. Then Taisus writes a third malach, which is Shailul, which he says that maybe, again, Kedei Gemiya would be a smaller share. So why do you have the biggest share? Because when you have the milk already, so then it's chash of Kedei Gemiya. But when you're milking, enem tereach lach loiv, Pachas Mika Gregoris. A person would be Mitriach to be Chayla for such a small share. Similar to what the Gemara says, that it says here that the Sheifchem HaBeruvius, wastewater is Beruvius. The Gemara says, what do you do with wastewater? Use it to be Megabal Tit, to make mud, to make cement. And the Gemara says, but cement is a small share. It's to put on a Piyakur. So the Gemara says, that's when you already have it made. When it's already made, so then you have a Chash of a thing. When you want to have it from the Piyakur, you can use it for that. But to go make cement, you'll never make a cement just for a piyakur. You'd only make a cement if you're making a larger amount with the revius of water. So here also, if it's already milk, then you're carrying it. So then the smaller amount of Kedei Gemiya is the right share. But if to go milk for just the Knei Gemia, that you wouldn't do. So the Emes is the Rishayim all to this time. The Ramban, the Ritva, the Ran. They all like this time. But Taisus doesn't like it. And I'll explain what Taisus means, what his objection is. Taisus' objection is like this. By the case of tin, you want to know if the water is valuable. So he'll tell me the water is valuable because I can make tit out of it. But I won't, because it's too little. I would never make such a small amount of tit. So now the water is not valuable. If I have tit, so whatever the tit could be used for, to put on a pikur, the tit is valuable. But the water, why are you telling me the water is valuable? Because I can make tit. I would never do it. So the water is not valuable. Mashayin Cain, by the milk is valuable. I could drink it. And it's valuable to drink a degamia. I would never milk it for such a small share, but I did. I milked a small share. And what I produced was valuable. The water is not valuable because the only thing I can do is make tit, and I don't want to make tit with such a small amount of water. If I made tit, then the tit is valuable. But the water, I wouldn't make a tit. But here I have the milk. If I milk the kegregris, he's saying I'm pater. Why? Because I didn't do a share. Why? Because the milk's not valuable. It is. Once I milk the kegregris, I'm left with something valuable. Just like if I carry it, I'm chayiv. So if I milked it, I should be chayiv. Chayiv very stark etayna. What's pshat in the Rishayim? So I think it might be a sadistic shayla on how to look at shiurim. Taisa says, as long as you're produced something valuable, so that's the shiur, even though no one would do the malacha for that. But lamaisa, this is the production. Lamaisa, you produce something valuable. By the shayfchim, I didn't produce it. I carried something. You're telling me it's valuable because I can use it for tit, but no one's megabel tit with such a small amount. But here, even though no one would do the malacha for such a small amount. But this amount that I have is a valuable thing. So the main thing of the malachas machshevis is that the production, the accomplishment, has to be something of value. It is. It wasn't worth the effort, so what? I did it. Lamaisa, for me, it was worth the effort. It doesn't matter if it's worth the effort or not. As long as I produce something valuable, that's the shir. And Elim Terech Lekambo Zipshad, I didn't produce something valuable. I have water which I can't use because no one would use it to be megabel. Mashekin here, after I finish milking, I have the milk which I could use. And that's valuable. Mashekin, the other Rishayim hold, the Sein of Shiurim, the Melachas Machshevis of the Shiurim, is it worth doing the Melacha? That's Melachas Machshevis. Is Melachas Machshevis mean, is it worth doing the Melacha? Just like you have Makalkal, Kalachayan, it's nishtan amalaveg to do a malacha. So doing a malacha, which people wouldn't put that much effort for this small thing, it wasn't worth doing the malacha. That's a chsar and shir. Hazel l'chayr is a machalikus v'shaynim. Now there's a very interesting Rambam, Raivin, and Kesef Mishnah on this thing, on the Raivin. When the Raivin says that chaylev is kegregoris, the Rambam says chaylev is kegregoris. It's halacha zayin. He also says meskitis peiris that it's kegregoris. When you skit this paris, you have a dash, it's kegregoris. So the Ravid says, by chaylev, by skit this paris and that, he says, what do you mean? It's not kegregoris. Chaylev is kedei gemia. Different mashkim are different shurim. It means shemen is kedei sichas eva katan. Yain is kedei mezigas kais. What are you making everything kegregoris? That's right, the Ravid. And the Kesef Mishnah says, I don't understand the Ravid. That's my itzah. By Eitzah, you have a din that all of them have different shurim. The Rambam's not talking about Eitzah. The Rambam's talking about Dosh, Mefarik. Who says just because by Eitzah you have that shir, that means that by Dosh you have that shir? You can't learn out the shurim from Eitzah to other malachas. That's like the Kesef Mishnah. So the Mefarshim, including the Minchas Chinuch Lamashal and the malacha, the end of the malacha of Dosh, he says the Kesef Mishnah is a Pella. He says all over you find that you learn out other shurim from Eitzah. Then it says Taisus brought. Taisus brought a Gemara. The Gemara says that by Meitzi Ar, when you do Eitzah on Ar, it says what the shear is. Kedelas is Kameya. So Gemara says, Kasha, what about Ma'abed Ar? Same thing. What about La'abed Ar? But it says clearly that Ma'abed Ar has the same shear. The Minchas Chinuch brings a bunch of other things. The Rambam says that by Eitzim it's Kedelavashel, and by Matchis it's Kolshu, when we're talking about Teichen. And the Rav Magid says he learned it from Eitzah. by lush, when you lush mud to make to be megabel the tit, the Rambam says it's to shiris is kedei for a pikur, right? And the Magen Mishnah says you'll need it for mitzvah. Well, over you find that the shirim by itzah are shirim by all the other malachas. What's the Kesem Mishnah saying? That doesn't know we have that shir. The common degmois to that. Kesem Mishnah is taka very shver. But the Raivan is also l'chayr shver. Because the Raivan has to ask a kasha in the Rambam, and the Rambam says a chaylev is kegregorous, and he says it's not true, the shir is kedei gemia. The Gemara says chaylev is kegregorous. What's shot in the Raivan's kasha? So it could be the Raivan you could learn like this. And the Raivan held like the first Mahalach of Tosis, that Stam Cholov is Kedei Gemir, which is a larger shear. And the case of Gregoris is only when you specifically wanted a Figvina. When you specifically made up it should be Figvina, so then you have Gregoris. Hashem in the Rambam, he doesn't say it's Figvina. He puts it together with being Chayvel, also that you mean Chayvel and getting out Dam. He also says it's Gregoris, and then he says Schitis Peiris are Gregoris. He's making one shear for Gregoris for everything. That's only by Gvina. Here it's for Shtia. For Shtia have to be Kedei Gemiyah. That's the Chayr, the Raivitz Kasha. Why the Raivitz Kasha is on the Rambam and not on the Gemara. But the Rambam could be holds like the Rishonim, like the Ramban and the Rashi, like the Teres of Tosis Yishalu, that the Pshat is, and whatever you're doing, when you have the finished products, then the shear is Kedei Gemiyah, a smaller shear. For each one, the Shemin is Kedei Sichas Katan, a smaller shear. Now, Shane Cain, Gregoris is the biggest share, but when you're doing the malacha, you wouldn't be matrech to be chaylev, or to be teichen, or to be dash, or to be seichet the peiris, if less than a Gregoris. So that's why it would be the largest share. There's the Maral, the Guri Aryeh, which also would fit the Rambam very good. He wants to say his own teretz, that when you're dealing with a mashke, so then you have the shirim of mashke. And that's the pshat. You might see ayin, you might see shemen, you might see chalav. You're dealing with a mashke. Now, Shein Cain, when you're being chaylev the behema, and the charhudin, you could say being seichet the peiris, you're dealing with an eichel. When you're dealing with an eichel, even though the finished product is going to be a mashke, but you're handling with an eichel, eichlem avishiv gregoris. Mahandel domen da eichel, an eichel as a shiv gregoris. I think it's a bissel shver. L'chayr, it's not totally on the animal you're taking it from. L'chayr, it should be totally what the product is. If the product is a mashka, so it should have the shear of the mashka. Unless maybe you say, like we spoke earlier, the Pnei Yeshua says that Gregoris is a lach aloshim v'sinai. It's a different type of shear. So maybe any time you're handling with eichlim, you're going to have the shear Gregoris. Only when you have a finished mashka, so then it gets a different shear. Mashkin's merevius, and you have the smaller shear. Now, Shaken, when you're milking a cow, so you're handling with the cow. The cow is an eichel, so there the shear is kegregorous. It's arachim b'zeh. I saw in the Einding Echibah Pnei Shabbos, he dons on the maral. He brings a Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch discusses, he says, when someone grinds wheat, so the flour is going to take up more space than the wheat. That's a Yeduadika thing. So he wanted to know, if you take a gregorous of wheat, you take less than a gregorous of wheat, and you grind it, you get a gregorous of flour. So Minchas Chinuch says, could be it's not called a gregorous, but we mentioned in the previous year the Rashba. The Rashba holds, as long as it has the volume of a gregorous, even though it was tafach, that's called the shear. So let's say, according to the Rashba, if you grind a gregorous of wheat, grind less than a gregorous of wheat, and you end up with a gregorous of flour, do you go bust the material that you're grinding, or do you go bust the finished product? As a shayla, so he wants to shtel tzu, that this maral that's saying that when you're dealing with an eichel and the finished product is a mashke, you go bust the eichel that you started with. But the Minchas Chinuch also, I would think in Svara, that if Adi go bust the product, if the product is kegregorous, that's the main thing. The Machsmach Shevis is the accomplishment, what you did. If Adi go bust the product. But if you're going to say you go bust the thing you're handling without Haka with Shtim, with the Maral, that's an Eichel, and an Eichel is Shears Kegregorous.